set the stage again for you. Last week, Governor Burgum announced that North Dakota was going to no longer participate in the enhanced unemployment benefits starting June. I think June 19th was the date that no longer that option would be available for those on unemployment. And at the time, I was saying, okay, that could play a factor, but I think there's a lot of other more long-term underlying situations and challenges facing the workforce in North Dakota. And I said, I think one of the biggest barriers is access to affordable childcare in the state. And people across North Dakota were listening, and they said, Tyler, you got to have someone on to speak to this that knows full well about it. It's the executive director of the Department of Human Services here in North Dakota. And his name is Chris Jones, and he joins us right now on Afternoons Live. Chris, I appreciate you taking time. I hope your weekend treated you well.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for having me on the show today. I appreciate it.
Well, first, congratulations. You got now, I guess with the changes, you got a tall order when it comes to the Department of Health, the Department of Human Services coming together. Lots of work to do. Are you anticipating it? Or the legislatures, they're out of town, so you can be as open and honest as you possibly can.
Well, people don't believe this when I say this, but I actually enjoy when the legislature's in town. This comes from a pure place of authenticity, but it's always nice to get different perspectives, and it is good. Now, does it, wear on you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, that's a pure representative form of government. So, please don't think I'm pandering, but I do really appreciate them.
I don't. I do not. Being out there, I understand at times, but there's also times where, boy, I can't wait to just see that Capitol in my rear view because of the conversations that happened in those chambers and in the committee rooms. But Chris, I wanted to have you on because we started talking about childcare in North Dakota, because it's my understanding and it's my belief that there's challenges for families to find affordable access to childcare in North Dakota. And that has led to those uncomfortable conversations between parents saying, look, if we've got, this amount in a bill to pay to child care, what if one of us just stays home and takes care of the child or the children? And that is creating a workforce shortage. Am I overestimating that being a barrier to employment in the state?
Oh, absolutely not. I do want to, before we dig into that, I do completely understand where the governor's coming from as it relates to the unemployment benefits and this whole idea of a fiscal cliff and people not going back to work, because that existed even before the enhanced unemployment benefits, and it's only exacerbated the issue going forward. But the childcare issue, I'll just tell you a story. My background was corporate healthcare, and I didn't come to work for the state of North Dakota to have anything to do with childcare. And as you learn about it, and as you learn how critically important it is to the infrastructure of the state, and you look at all the problems or challenges or barriers the state is trying to solve, that being workforce, that being behavioral health in schools, that being having a highly educated workforce going forward, it all starts with early childhood experiences. And as you learn, and as you're curious and you dig into trying to solve these problems or challenges that exist within the Department of Human Services budget, it's how do you get to the root cause of this? And you just start to dig into it, and you realize it's 95% of a child's brain is formed by the ages of 0 to 5. And we invest virtually nothing as a state. We invest, $10,000 to $12,000 per pupil in K-12 and another $700 million in higher ed. But we're not doing anything in 0 to 5. And then you look at a policy perspective and where families are as it relates to their income potential or their current income, and where do we subsidize that income? And then you start to ask the question, why are we at where we're at? And then you start looking at other countries and, quite frankly, start looking at other states. And it's like, why are we falling behind? And you start to look at that early childhood experience infrastructure, and we're really behind.
This session just wrapped up, Chris, and we've been behind for quite some time. It wasn't long ago that I was sitting in the Human Services Committee on the Senate side, and we were talking about this, and there was the proposals, and there was pushback from legislators left, on the right side of the political aisle, but they were headstrong, saying, look, this is taking children away from their parents In particular, I mean, there was an individual, a lawmaker from Jamestown, that said, look, this is time that they're supposed to be with their parents. Has that mentality persisted? Did it change at all? Were they a little bit more receptive to investing in that early childhood care?
Well, I think I can give you the academic perspective and the pragmatic one, and I'll give you the pragmatic one first, because this was, I mean, a good session, I think, for early childhood experiences. And Representative Robin Weiss, who is a great conservative legislator, actually sponsored a bill to do a best-in-class four-year-old program in the state. It's a pilot. It's how do we start to fund early childhood experiences across the state and actually invest in four-year-olds. And along with that came some standardization and simplification of where early childhood programs exist. So things that were in Commerce and things that were in Department of Public Instruction are now moving into one division in the Department of Human Services. So with the goal of being that we can be even more transparent on the programs and services and dollars being invested in these early childhood education programs. So that's kind of like the pragmatic that we're really excited about. Mm-hmm. The second part, more academic view, is I think we just have to deconstruct that discussion about parents are need to make the choices or parents are the best decision makers as it relates to children. And we 100% agree with that. Now, our society has changed. We have 75% approximately of families, both parents work. And, you know, with work comes satisfaction. And we know that it's part of behavioral health. We know we want everyone to be successful, and we know that working is part of that. So if both parents determine they want or need to work, that is their choice. But there should be options for children 0 to 5 and for those families to be successful.
Chris Jones, our guest, we're talking about child care in North Dakota because I had made the comment last week that this is a barrier to workforce for people being able to get out of the house and go do the job or the career that they've maybe got an education in, maybe they got a desire to do. Chris, I don't know that y'all have an answer to this, but child care is not cheap. I know just anecdotally, I don't have any children of my own, but from friends that do, that bill ticks up and it keeps and continues to tick up. Do you have a rough estimate of what it costs per child in a child care setting for a family?
I don't have those numbers at my fingertips, sure. But we know that, you know, infant cost is, you know, depending on if you're in a home setting or a group setting can be different, but it's substantial. And oftentimes I'm scared to say this on the radio because I'll be held to it, but it's become either the number one or number two most expensive part of a family's budget if you have a child between the ages of 0 and 5. And you have a couple of them, and it becomes extremely difficult. So then when you think about the percent of your budget that goes towards child care, that's when I think one parent is determining whether or not they should continue in their career. And unfortunately, disproportionately, that is usually the woman who chooses not to go into the workforce. And I do believe that one of our greatest workforce shortages is in nursing and education. And so I don't think that that's a coincidence. And so when we're looking at all these other strategies on how to ensure we have nurses in the workforce and teachers in the workforce, maybe it's because they're having to make the choice between quality early childhood experiences and being in the workforce.
Chris, has the business community rallied around and supported your efforts for this child care, the work that, look, we got to expand the access, we got to make it more affordable in some given way, you know? And I hear about some of the lobbyists whom I've worked with, you know, going and taking a side on one issue. For whatever reason, they seem to, at least when I was out there, avoid this from the business perspective. Has that changed? Has, say, the Chamber of Commerce, just to pick one out there, have they come and said, yep, we got your back. We're going to try to push lawmakers in this direction because it is so important for the business community?
You know, to be fair, I haven't reached much out to the business community at this point. I was on the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber, okay. And as a board member, brought this up frequently. There was a, you know, fair amount of, yep, Chris, we hear what you're saying. But to that end, I think, you know, I have to look at myself in the mirror first and say, I never realized. I mean, you really have to take some time and reflect on how important the childcare infrastructure is to the success of the economy of the state. And until you take the time to do that, or until I become a more effective communicator and others, I don't know that the state's going to understand. It is truly important as we move this forward. I don't think it's a coincidence that the birth rate continues to drop in the United States, because it's become so unaffordable for people to have children. And when the birth rate drops, it's really putting this country at risk, our economy at risk, and our way of life at risk, unless we're able to continue to support our families going forward.
Chris,
and I know that was a little bit of a stretch, but
no,
that's just how I think we need to think about it.
I don't think that's a stretch at all. And in fact, I appreciate your candidness about that. Chris, I'm up against the break here. I do have to run, but I want to have this conversation going forward, because I think it is that important that we got this interim session going on. Promise me next time when I call, you answer, and we'll have this conversation, because I think it is that important.
I promise you I will talk about childcare any chance I get, and if you give me a forum, I will be there.
All right. Well, KFGO Airwaves will be yours next time, but I got to run this time. You take care. Have a good week, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. Chris Jones, he's the Executive Director of the Department of Human Services in North Dakota. A lot of messages at 35270. I'll come back to those right after this KFGO weather update.